Love Dubai Eye?
Listen live at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yes, thank you if you are tuning in. Ray and Emma here for the next 50 minutes or so. The focus of this, the rest of this hour, though, is we want to look at the issue of Android phones. There are serious security flaws that could give attackers complete access to a phone's data. They've been found in software used on tens of millions of Android devices. Well, Fevzi Tukalap joins us now. He's the editor of the free tech advice website GadgetDetective.com. He joins us from the UK. Fevzi, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Wonderful to have you on the phone. Android is in Android is hugely popular, but this bug could be in up to 900 million phones. How did this problem first come to light?
Well, it came to light because there's a company called Checkpoint, which provides security solutions for mobile devices, and they did research. They examined the code that's used by some of the chips that appear in a lot of Android devices, and that's why it's not all Android devices that are affected, but this is nearly a billion devices. So by devices, I mean smartphones, tablets, even some set-top boxes that you use for streaming TV onto from the internet can contain Android chipsets. So what they found was that there were four vulnerabilities in the code that relates to these particular chips, and those weaknesses mean that if people are aware of those weaknesses and write malicious apps, and you download one of those apps, then they can slowly take control of your phone without necessarily you even knowing it. So they can access anything on your phone that you can access. That's your personal data, if you're doing any home shopping or banking or anything like that. All of that information is available to them. Plus, they get access to things like the GPS chip, so they can tell where you are. They can actually literally bug you and turn on your microphone and hear what you're saying in the vicinity of your phone. So there is a lot of reason to be concerned, and there are some steps that we can take to sort of minimize those risks.
And what would you recommend?
Well, the first thing is update your Android, assuming you're an Android user, update the Android operating system to the latest version. If you have a phone which is too old to be compatible with the latest version, then you should consider that phone to be insecure, and you should consider buying a more modern phone that can run the latest versions, because when they patch these bugs, they don't always go back and patch all the earlier versions. They'll often just do the latest version, and if you've got an older phone, you don't get the benefit. The other thing is, it's now time to start running security software on your phone and tablet, just as we're used to running antivirus and anti-spyware on our PCs and laptops. You can get the same from the same sorts of suppliers. So people like the Norton brand, Kaspersky, Checkpoint themselves, they all do solutions. And I was looking at Norton one the other day, for example, where you buy a single license and it will do your Windows PC, it will cover your Mac and your mobile devices all under a single license, up to five devices. So that sort of thing is very useful. Following that, you have to be careful about the provenance of what you download, what apps you download. So first of all, don't do what's called jailbreaking your phone. Only download apps from the official app store. So for Android, that would be the Google Play Store. And then if you see an app there that you're attracted to, but it's brand new, don't download it. Wait about a month or more until there's a chance for other people to download it, and they will review it. And you'll either see typically, four or five star reviews consistently and loads of them, or you may find the word scam and fake all over it, because people have learnt to their cost that it's a bad app. So don't be the guinea pig. Let other people do that for you.
And Fevzi, Emma here, how do we know if we have one of these devices that's at risk? I mean, they're saying the affected devices include BlackBerry Privs, Black Phone 1 and 2, Google Nexus 5X, 6 and the 6P, HTC One, the M9 and 10, LG G4, G5 and V10, and the new Moto X by Motorola. So if we have one of these phones, how do we know that ours is one of the one that has the bug on it?
if you have one of those phones, that means that those particular phones, all the ones that you've mentioned, plus a good number of other ones, if you go to the Checkpoint website, there's a slightly more extensive list than what you've read out. If you have one of the phone's names, then you definitely have the chipset, which means you definitely have that vulnerability. So what you then have to do is make sure you don't then download inadvertently an app that will take advantage of that vulnerability by the method that we said. But if you've got the chipset, then you're vulnerable. You do need them to patch it. And the problem is, the company that makes the chips that go into these devices, they probably now have produced corrected versions, and they've probably given it to Google. But because of the way Android phones are manufactured by many different manufacturers, all of which do their own flavor of Android. So you buy Samsung, they do a Samsung version of Android with all the extra layers and bits of software that they add in. That means you're then relying upon Sony, Samsung, LG, HTC, BlackBerry, whoever it is, to incorporate this corrected software. And so it could take months or even in some cases years for this software to trickle through. Plus, you have to know to look for it. It won't necessarily offer it to you. You have to go and look on the website for your phone and see if there are any patched or updated versions of the software available. If there are, you should download them.
Fevzi, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about the risks that is existing in about 900 million smartphones, close to a billion, as Fevzi would say. He's the editor of the free tech advice website GadgetDetective.com. You can find him at GadgetDetective on Twitter as well. Are you an Android user, Emma?